This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, a few more minutes with Roger Stone, then we've got a Marine Corps colonel coming on, along with Tosh Plumlee, to expose ongoing Fast and Furious guns through Mexico to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We know the shipment. We're trying to stop it. I'm going to probably call Homeland Security on air. In fact, guys, pull up that See Something, Say Something number for me, because we're going to try to stop this arrogance that's going on right now. Robert in Michigan, I want you to have a comeback bringing up that great point that black unemployment's basically right at doubled under Obama. And a lot of black commentators I know, you know, it's just shitty. Look, I'm not even a conservative, but this week, literally, funding, attention, and he doesn't even go speak in these communities. And it's almost like, well, the poorer we make you, the more you'll be under our control. That's the view I see. And from everything I've heard about Donald Trump, this guy really gets off on making everybody wealthy and really, really likes everybody, regardless of what color they are. So I'm going to be able to come back in a moment. But, Roger, can you speak from your experience 40 years?
Well, look, first of all, it's anecdotal. I must say the number of African Americans at Trump rallies just seems to be disproportionately large. And as I travel, because I have spoken out for Trump and on behalf of Trump and given a lot of surrogate speeches for Trump, it's amazing the number of people who come up to me in airports, on the street, in stores, in restaurants, and they high-five me. The irony is that the vast majority of them are African American, just anecdotally. So I've seen it firsthand. People like the fact that Trump would re-energize the economy. These people want their piece of the American pie. They don't want to be employees. They want to be
Even Louis Farrakhan's liking him. I mean, I'm not. It's just getting. People want prosperity. They want to. They want to hear we're great.
Well, I like his bow ties, but I'm not crazy about his politics.
Well, he just likes hearing, you know, bring money back to the communities and get the country going. Robert, Michigan, I come back to that.
Yeah. Well, my point is, like, I know this. Most of the free world, you know, a lot of people know this, but the mainstream, they do a poor job, in my opinion, but, you know, somewhat effective of, like, everything you mentioned about how bad the Clintons are. You know, I watched the Clinton Chronicles. You know, I sat there and watched the whole movie. And it's very factual, very, you know, I presented the facts and I understood it and all the other cases that you make, Mr. Stone. But I guess my question is, how do you get that message to the mainstream?
That's a great question. Thank you, Robert. Got to jump. Great question.
That's what a campaign is about. That's why you go out and support super PACs that oppose Hillary Clinton. Because if the mainstream media, say CNN, doesn't want to interview you, that means you have to buy a 60 second spot in between their program breaks. That's advertising. This is the great thing about Citizens United. It used to be just the Clintons and the Bushes had political money. Now any citizen can go out there and be effective. Speech is money.
Let me ask you this, because I know you'll straight shoot us. You don't rah-rah. You don't cheerlead to put a good face on things. In fact, I think you give us the worst case. A lot of times behind the scenes you tell me this is how the state's really going to go when the media is saying the opposite. And you've been right. I mean, you're super accurate. Not kissing your butt, no brag, just fact. What's his real numbers looking at all the polls? I mean, it's true he's getting ahead of Hillary, right? But, I mean, what do we face, the money issue? I mean, how is Trump really doing right now?
First of all, the idea that any Republican is running essentially even or in a dead heat or slightly behind or slightly ahead of Hillary Clinton at this point is extraordinary. You usually don't see this kind of closeness and gap closing until much later in the campaign. That means that there is, without any question, enough votes here to elect Donald Trump. Now, Trump is about to undergo the most virulent, nasty campaign of vilification in American political history. At the same time, they're going to try to discredit and smear the brave women who are going to stand up and tell people what the real Bill Clinton is like, a rapist. And they're going to attack him on a dozen other things, calling him a bigot, a racist, a misogynist, a lunatic, a wild man. It's the Barry Goldwater treatment. I don't think it will work. People are on to the two-party duopoly and their smear tactics. But this is the fact that Trump is this competitive in states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, is extraordinary. Florida. This is going to be very, very...
Is he
going to
win California?
It's not impossible, but in all honesty, in my model for 270, he doesn't need to win
California. All right. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Thank you so much. What's the name of the pack again? The good one.
the Committee for American Sovereignty. I think there will be other fine packs
sure, but we don't want to support Karl Rove running off the cookie jar. Thank you, Roger. See you here in studio Friday.
Take care.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Rainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Rainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Rainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, we've got recently retired Marine Corps Colonel Matt Smith, Matt joining us with an update, and Robert Tosh Plumlee, famous CIA whistleblower. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into all the other news and world events I haven't covered. And Paul Watson always does a powerful fourth hour. He'll be hosting from London, England. Matt Smith Mech was on the main board at Guantanamo. He's commanded major bases. I'm not going to go over his giant bio, but he's got an amazing career. He's been threatened, physically attacked for the information he's exposing here. They're trying to talk to Congress. Congress won't give them the time of day. Senators, House members, this is so dangerous, what you're about to hear. And, of course, we've had Brian Terry's brother on. This is about Benghazi. This isn't just about Fast and Furious. And this is about Brian Terry being killed so they could cover up the fact that guns weren't just being shipped from gun shops. That was to blame the overall operation on gun owners, but from military bases. There's about to be another shipment right now as we speak. It's about to happen or is happening. And do we call Homeland Security on air? So this is on record? Do we call Congress? What do we do? What do we do when the whistleblowers have come out, it's happened, and no one gets in trouble? We're reaching a level where we have all the witnesses of the stand-down order at Benghazi. We knew about that 4 years ago when it happened, but now it's confirmed. We know there were troops 25 minutes away, loaded up on an aircraft, told to stand down. Now they can ship the guns directly to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and we can have people out blowing the whistle that are being physically attacked and death threatened. What comes next? This is a new level. In fact, guys, I was asking, did you get me the Homeland Security phone number? Will you bring it into me? Thank you. Because I intend, I guess today, I've done it before, call Homeland Security on air and make a public report about this. But this is a public report on almost 200 stations around the country and millions listening and watching on the internet right now and millions more when, you know, the videos of this get posted.
Hey, Alex, this is Nico. I'm popping in live right now to let you know that we've been searching for a number and we've been unable to locate one. Their website's been redesigned since Jakari did that stunt, and they're pointing everybody to call 911 now.
That's right, because those are the local threat fusion centers. They have the whole see something, say something deal. They still have some 800 numbers for the FBI. They still, you know what? I want to call the FBI Austin. And it actually says San Antonio, but it redirects to Austin. And then I guess, you know what? That's a good idea. I guess I could call the Austin police chief. I've got his number. But they'll be referred to the feds. But, I mean, this is Colonel Matt Smithmack, and this is Tosh Plumley. We're going to go to him right now. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but again, the Marine Corps colonel has, let me just give you some of his bio here. Joint Strike Fighter Joint Program Office, USMC Requirements Officer, Tribunal Member and Chief of Staff, Naval Base Guantanamo Bay, Chief of Staff, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is the middle of his bio. The Office for Administrative Review and the Detention of Enemy Combatants, reviewing combatant status over 500 detainees and working closely with former Secretary of the Navy, FBI, CIA, DIA, that endeavored. Deputy Branch Head, Aviation Manpower Headquarters, Marine Corps, currently a consultant and entrepreneur. I mean, that's just a small part of his bio, but he's trying to tell Congress and trying to tell the FBI, and then all he gets is physically attacked from behind and death threats. I'm just hammering that here now that we're just doing an update because it's the end of the month, and the shipment's about to happen, and it's classified, so it's illegal. It's all the Hillary stuff. They're trying to tell Congress, and they won't, America. So, Matt, Colonel Smithmack, thank you for coming on. Tosh Plumley's here as well. You guys just pop in and take control here of the broadcast at the bottom of the hour and just get the info out. Because this is short and sweet, not focusing in on the story. Folks know about it. Our audience does, but how to get reportage on the shipment that's about to happen or has happened.
Hey, Mr. Jones, it's Matt Smithmack. Yeah, and I wanted to say also, Kent Terry said he'll be listening today. I let him know.
Fantastic.
About
I want to thank him for his courage.
Show.
So bottom line, tell us about the shipment. What's about to happen? What do we do?
Bottom line, sir, there's a shipment went. We let Congress know, House Oversight, let them know. Nothing. They did not act on that information. So the shipment went into Mexico, got on a train, went southeast to a port, and then God knows where after that.
And this was a few days ago? You said it was at the end of the month. This was a few days ago.
This would have been the 23rd of this month. Yes, sir.
Last time you were on, you said it was imminent. You weren't exactly sure when. So now it's happened. Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go.
Yes, sir. Another shipment in about 3 weeks or so, 3 to 4 weeks. Again, letting Congress know, letting them know there's an individual willing and able to help them. Kent Terry knows this person. William Lajeunesse knows this person. All they need to do is engage with this person. And I think it's that one area that the federal government executive branch utilized to execute fast and furious in these kind of operations. But for some reason, the legislative branch seems reticent to want to access this domain that is we have a unique insight and opportunity to get into.
So this would blow fast and furious, Hillary, the whole system, the kingdom come politically, and Congress won't act on it.
Sadly, it appears that way.
Wow, this is just such a huge deal, and I knew that was coming up at the end of the month, so I wanted to get you on. So this has now happened, and it's just ongoing. Have you received any other threats, Colonel?
No other threats. I mean, you know, the friendly warnings from people who are concerned, saying, hey, you know, back off. You don't want to be found face down in a gutter somewhere. But this is too important. You know, as I said before, and the first time on your show, we're citizens, not subjects. And as a Marine, you know, Brian Terry deserves my full effort and faith to make sure closures come to him and his family.
Well, sure. What if they're shipping 5-year-old kids next, which you know the UN does? Are we supposed to just let them ship little kidnapped kids out? I mean, how long do we sit here and watch crime committed? Let's go to Tosh Plumlee, famous whistleblower. Tosh, you've been helping break this wide open because folks knew you had the courage to talk about it. What's the bottom line for listeners and viewers out there that Congress stood down and let this happen?
Okay, let me back up here and see if I can get a little bit of background of how Matt and I got together. 4 years ago on your program, we mentioned exactly what we're covering now. We talked about guns going across the border to Mexico, which was all up and over and above Fast and Furious. That Fast and Furious was a cutout for an international gun running operation that was being filtered through Mexico to the Middle East and into Gaddafi's bunkers. That's been documented before the fact. We also documented on your program and other programs and on my Facebook page that monies were going back to Hillary Clinton from foreign donations of people that was receiving weapons from our arsenals that was approved by the Direct Commercial Sales Program, Blue Lantern Report. This was all documented. Today, on a Huffington Post, briefly put out an article that confirmed information that went back 4.5 years ago. Which was covered on your program and also on John B. Wells' program on Coast to Coast on November the 2nd, 2013. These were documented, vetted information. That information was also, at that point in time, turned over to the U.S. Senate, the Congress, Trey Gowdy, and Grassley in the form of 11 Benghazi questions that made direct references back to the gun-running operation, which was legal at that point in time. But it was going across Mexico to the Mexican Army. The Mexican Army was filtering that some of the percentage of those weapons off and sending those weapons to the drug cartel, which was proven when Joaquin Guzman was arrested and some of those weapons ended up in his safe house. Now, what got the current situation between Matt and I together, his investigation, Brian Terry's investigation, and my investigation, all three dovetailed right together over a period of 5 years. Brian Terry was killed December in 2010. 8 months later, we were sitting in Las Cruces, New Mexico with 5 sectors of the Border Patrol Intelligence Unit, and we were telling them exactly what we are talking about today. The Senate, the Congress, the President of the United States, and the U.S. State Department did not. They said the information was from non-creditable sources. Multiple sources, myself included. I went on Facebook page mainly for protect myself and my colleagues from information before the fact by publishing in detail exactly what our investigation had run over. From a task force that was working out of Fort Bliss, Texas, into the Mexican Marinos and also with the Mexican Army. We had infiltrated the Mexican Army, found out that they had informants that was working directly with the cartel, and all this information was passed on to the U.S. Senate and the Congress. Absolutely nothing was done. It was turned into political that we, our crew, and our investigators, and our people, and our military people had an axe to grind against this administration, and they turned it into a political vendetta and made us look like total fools. As time progressed, the information became vetted and vetted and vetted. Now, to bring Matt in, and Matt can jump in anytime he wants, Matt got information about the information that I had was still ongoing. I knew it was ongoing from the military task force working out of Fort Bliss, Texas, which was known as Task Force 7, military operation, boots on the ground inside Mexico.
Sure, I know. I've had family in Task Force 6 and 7. They just said the stuff going on is unbelievable, but won't tell me. I said they've resigned out of those because they say it's so corrupt. What can you tell us, Colonel, about what's happening in these task forces and where all this is going now?
You know, so this just dovetailing what Tosh said, I know the military had been involved. Going back to 2005, you know, I was tasked to go to MCS Yuma, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to look for a military nexus into, at that time, Wide Receiver and then Fast and Furious. Reported back on some of the things that I had found, not so much in Fort Campbell, but certainly in Yuma. And again, that was about 05 time frame when, if you look at the genesis of Fast and Furious, the seeds of it under Wide Receiver, it began to blossom in Yuma and then kind of blossom out there, you know, from Yuma, going to the eastern part of Arizona. And again, not but August of 2014, I was talked to by a person identifying himself as a Colonel Taylor, Air Force OSI, telling me that the DOD was aware of their installation and equipment nexus between them and Fast and Furious. And now we know, you know, some of these weapons, Mr. Jones, are, again, not just handguns and rifles. These are laser-guided munitions. These are Stinger missiles. These are things that came out of, you know, the Hawthorne Depot up in Hawthorne, Nevada, and worked their way down. I mean, this
and
is,
let's be clear, then now they're claiming in mainstream news, oh, ISIS built its own Stinger missiles, and then they admit in the article, no, they actually got some, we don't know from where, to confuse people. So they're even putting cover stories in. Undoubtedly, ISIS is already blowing up and bringing down airliners one every few months. How long until they start using those Stinger missiles, and what is the political class thinking from both of you, Tosh Plumlee and Colonel?
Insert something right here. The Stinger missiles that you made reference to was recorded. 400 of them was missing from our arsenals, and some of them were taken out of the bunkers in Libya before Gaddafi was killed. We reported the missing, those 400 Stinger missiles missing. Senator John McCone, Kane, not McCone, that's the OCIA director. John McCain said that when pigs fly and the sun rises in the west, right in reference to Tosh Plumlee alleging that there were Stinger missiles in ISIS hands. 2 weeks later, those Stinger missiles was photographed in the back of brand-new pickup trucks.
It's not confirmed.
I guess the pig, yeah, it was confirmed. I guess the pigs do fly, and I guess the sun does rise in the west. Now, I'm not upset with any of these politicians. As far as I'm concerned, they're all damn crooks working for special interests and tied in with the International Crime Syndicate. I'll say it. I'll say what some of these people will not say. This is an International Crime Syndicate. It's an international gun-running operation. Now, I'm going to back up here. When those weapons went across to Mexico and the Marines, Marinos investigated, confirmed what we had and what we had found in warehouses in Juarez, Mexico, that belonged to the cartel, and I photographed them, and we went in, and there's also a raided ranch that they had a very bad day, according to what the Marinos told us, at the Iron Fence, which has been photographed. I don't rattle. I'm not trying to rattle. I'm just trying to give background. When Matt come along and said, hey, they're still going on. I said, absolutely right. We know it's still going on. How do we get Congress and how do we get the Senate to act? All right. Who approved it? It came from the U.S. State Department. They approved the applications for those weapons to leave the country and go to the Mexican Army. The Mexican Army filtrated a percentage of those weapons off to the drug cartels. Three of them. Joaquin Guzman's Sentinel was one of them.
Sure. Well, also El Chapo, who you know, El Chapo had 50 cals that were from the military. So this is all going on. Here's the bottom line. Why would the criminal syndicate, why would it be crazy enough to give MPADs to ISIS and Al-Qaeda? They, I mean, obviously, they're doing this on purpose. It's still ongoing. It's not an accident from Fast and Furious. What is the end game? What is the master plan?
It's simple. It's very simple. You've got a situation where we start the conflict. We escalate the conflict. We furnish weapons to both sides of the conflict. We keep it going, and then we filtrate that money back into various, not only the Clinton campaign or foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative, which only, by the way, only gives 3% of their funding back into contributions, which does a very good thing, very limited as it is. There's also 97% that goes to administrative costs or whatever and tremendous salaries. But anyway, that's another thing that
sure, they steal money at every level. They're master criminals. I mean, I get it. So still, the elite haven't done stuff like this before, unless you're talking about the 80s, and they mopped all those up. So and let me ask the Colonel, why do you think they're doing this?
Sir, I think it's you go back to Rothschild. You know, you want to control an event, you control both sides. And I think we, much like when Tosh was involved in Cuba in 57. I mean, you know, the government armed both sides of that conflict. And I hope and pray, and I recently emailed House Oversight, I said, I hope and pray that ATF agent John Dotson, another true hero, wasn't entirely correct when he said, Matt, the politicians will always only do what's in their political self-interest. So I hope to God this time their self-interest coincides with the right thing.
Well, that's why we're doing this. Obviously, you're risking your life. Everybody here is. Let's not make bones about it. Because we understand that you can't just arm these radical groups with high-tech, high-impact weapons, and it shows our elite is getting more and more insane before they try to stop this from happening, and they've obviously got some larger plan, and we want Congress and everybody to know when the planes get shot down with these, you're not going to cover it up, and it's going to come out, and you're not going to get away with it. This is just so out of control. Colonel Smith-Meck?
Yes, sir.
Any other points you'd like to add?
Yeah, one thing, if I could, the person who Tosh knows him as well as Kent and others, we ensured information he had got to House Oversight end of September 2013, and just as a point of, again, before the fact information, the House Oversight was told September 23rd 2013 that there were grenades and grenade launchers involved with these weapons that go on south. That wasn't just handguns and long rifles, and not until October 30th, 2014, did DOJ OIG make that public. So when Congress says nothing you have has led to anything, it's wrong. It's incorrect.
This was written about in Narco News in 2010 and 2011, exactly what Matt just said. Bill Conroy, a good investigative reporter, reported about this in a series of articles through Narco News. Any listener out there can go run Bill Conroy.
Sure, I remember Shelly Castile, the former DA, retired. He said they tried to hire him out by the King Ranch to actually train drug cartels, Sinaloa and others, as part of a huge civil war coming in Mexico. That was before all the killing started.
That's right. So the point being, this has been on record for a number of years, but our agencies have refused, including CIA, and I'll say it right straight into your camera, including the CIA and their CIA COG division, or whatever you want to call it, and their SAP, Special Access Programs, which I'm not supposed to talk about, and all the fusion centers that we are not supposed to know about. They all have this information and refuse to act upon it. Next week, according to our sources, which have been validated in more than one, multiple sources, or we'll be moving more guns international across the Mexican border. We will be photographing, and we're typing our hand, and we're talking to someone else here on this camera. We're sending a message to someone else. We're tired of your BS. We're coming after you. Simple as that. We will photograph your weapons.
Amen.
We will document, since the Congress and the Senate does not want to do this, since the FBI, for whatever reasons they've got, don't want to get involved in this because of the White House and their administration does not want us to continue.
Absolutely. When they get out of control, they force people to do desperate things.
Going through, if they don't want to continue, then we will continue it for them. And we will give the information to them. And we will document it. I've been on this thing for 10 years, Alex. 10 years. You've been on it with me for at least four. Now, it's been vetted more than once. We have been so desensitized on this international gun running that they are now think that they can get by and cram it right down our throat, and we're not going to do a damn thing about it. I personally, number one, am putting it with my career, my life at 78 years old, and saying one simple thing. We're coming after you. You're not going to steal my country anymore. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. And I want my country back.
Absolutely. Amazing words. And let's put the House Oversight Committee phone number up. You don't get an email there. You just put it in the box, and then you send them your email. Oversight.house.gov. You can go there and click on the contact. There's a phone number also on the site, and we can show that. And it's 202-225-0037, 202-225-0037. But, folks, this is real here. You also click right there and then email them. It says, blow the whistle. They want you to blow the whistle. Yeah, right. Let's start a WhiteHouse.gov petition to stop the White House from shipping more guns to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We'll do that today. Gentlemen, I'm going to come back and do five more minutes with you, then I'm going to get to the other news. But just your courage is amazing. This isn't about having courage, folks. There's got to be some bottom to this, is what Tosh and Colonel Smith-Meck are saying. Where does it come next where the people on the bases are blowing the whistle? It's all going on. It's all illegal. It's going to the Middle East, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. It's totally insane. Congress has been told no one will do anything. I mean, this is crazy. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I've been having liners like that for about 19 years, about 21 years on air. People use me as a joke when I say, you know, FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. But really, that's where this is all going with TPP and globalism and world government, and the decisions are made overseas, and the government's run by a bunch of hijackers that do whatever they want. They're now getting a lot of these weapons into Europe, killing people there. Western governments have brought 5 million, quote, refugees in, most of them military-age men, to Europe. We don't know the numbers here. They'll claim, oh, a few hundred in Texas, and then it's a few hundred per high school, and then per middle school. I mean, my alma mater had 232 Syrian and Iraqi refugees last year. It was in the newspaper. The school's collapsing because of it. We called all the other schools. They had them, too, by the hundreds. Then they said, oh, Texas has gotten 400 refugees last year. Thousands and thousands in Austin. They admit that the C-130s land at night. Nobody's checked. They're just let in. They admitted the Associated Press, Minnesota's got 22% of these immigrants have tuberculosis. Now they've got this flesh-eating bacteria. That's in the news. What is our controlling elite thinking? Why are they so wed to jihad? Are they planning to let them have a big Tet Offensive here and use that Tet Offensive to take our rights? Here's the latest article up on InfoWars.com. It's red-linked. Facebook, Twitter banning free speech to form virtual superstate. Kit Daniels just wrote an article about the Bloomberg AP articles that whitewashed it all, put out an article basically breaking down the reality as they announced that we're all working with governments to shut down the anti-government speech. Talk about Benghazi, they restrict you, they ban you. Well, the answer is speak out more, get involved more, take action more. Now, we have just in a few minutes left here, and I appreciate Colonel Matt Smith, Mac, recently retired from the Marine Corps, and Robert Tosh Plumlee, famous whistleblower, who for decades been exposing this, but the last few years got out, retired, from what he was doing as contracting for the CIA and others, and has exposed it. And this is big stuff you're hearing. And I don't go, ooh, I'm breaking a big story. That's good for my show. I sit here with a rock in the pit of my stomach and go, I've got to really cover some stuff here that 99% of people are too scared to do because I know where it leads. I'm scared of where it leads if this continues. So the word has got to get out. It's getting more and more dangerous. Let me ask Colonel Smith, Mac, and Plumlee. Clearly, this is a Tet offensive, too, with jihadis. Clearly, they know with these numbers, we're going to have San Bernardinos at some point when they all start activating on a weekly basis, maybe every day. And they've clearly said in Europe, we're banning your free speech because if you criticize Islam, they attack us. So the formula is bring them in, let them attack us. When they attack, take our rights. Just like give them Stinger missiles, let them blow up airplanes. How does the political elite suspend logic at a level like this to be the cause of all of our crises, the cause of our problems, and then use the problems to kill what's left of the Western world? I mean, it's so transparent. How are they getting away with this, or do you disagree with that analysis, Colonel?
No, sir, I agree with your analysis, and I think they're just betting on the hope of and that the American people have apathy, and I just plead with our fellow American citizens, don't let this happen. I mean, imagine you're Josephine Terry, the mother of Brian Terry, who's been lied to by our government, who Congress has said they would help, and they haven't. There's a lot of bloviating, and haven't been in the government. I understand, you know, the kind of the, you know, no offense intended. I'm part Polish, but the Polish salute, where, you know, nobody knows what's going on and nobody takes that responsibility. That's part of the modus operandi here. And until we as citizens say enough, like Tosh and I have said and others, you know, enough. We are going to expose this come hell or high water because this is our country, dang it. This is not going to happen.
This is the line in the sand.
Yeah, folks in government and out. This is the line in the sand. Yes, sir. I say if we don't stop here, if we don't stop this and put our spine up and my God, we're Americans, not Americans. We gotta, I'm willing to put my life, my blood, my money, my everything on the line. I know Tosh is too, you as well, sir. And you got the Terry family, for God's sakes, like the families of the Benghazi thing, they just want some damn answers.
Well, it just shows how ruthless they are. 13-hour stand down, 8 hours of combat, let everybody die, then lie about it. I mean, it's just, and Hillary lying about being in combat, being shot at like Brian Williams, and then there's a shock 75% poll out. They'll still say that they want her to keep running, even if she's indicted. I mean, Tosh, I get you. It's lying in the sand. And if we know about this, Tosh, I wonder what else is going on. The good news is, and I know you talk to them too, a lot of current military people, officers, special forces, you name it, they've never been more awake and more upset. So the establishment better understand they're not invincible, Tosh.
All right, let me go back to the question you asked. Very simple this. You asked why they let it go on. It's very simple. Would you take $265 million if you had your own private foundation set up? If it required you to let this stuff go on? Simple question, yes.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Well, some people in Congress and the Senate and the POTUS and the White House would, and they have, and they've demonstrated.
So they sold us out. We've been sold out.
That they have. Now, let me back up here, and I don't want to hog the whole airways. One of the things that we have not covered here is that the investigation that I was investigating with Bill Conroy of Narco News, as far back as 2009 and 2010, Brian Terry, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, was working. I didn't know it at the time, but Brian Terry was working on the very same thing that we're talking about here. He was told to not stand down. He was told to halt. That was the word used, halt, H-A-U-L-T, halt. Halt his investigation for safety's sake, political reasons. Anyway, he ended up getting killed in Peck Canyon. questionable death on that matter, which we're currently investigating, we've been told to halt our investigation. It's not healthy to go there. Well, I'm going there. I've already been there, and I'm going to stay there, and so is Matt. And so anyway, we're using your airways, Alex, and we appreciate that. No one else will touch this information. We've just been out there for 10 years. It goes way back. I'm not going to rabble on and on out there, but those two things I wanted to bring up. Brian Terry is dead, and he was investigating the very same thing that we're investigating right now.
I understand. Well, listen, God bless you. Everybody needs to get involved, and you take this video, and you do an article tomorrow, and just keep hammering. So when they shoot down airplanes with the Stinger missiles, or go into a school with the machine guns and kill 300 people, the Second Amendment in America doesn't get blamed. The veterans don't get blamed. The gun owners don't get blamed. The criminals that have gone too far and hijacked this nation get blamed. We'll get another update from you soon, gentlemen. But the answer for all our safety, stay in the sunshine and keep getting this word out. And thank you both, gentlemen.
Now, thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Colonel.
Yes, sir.
There they go. I tell you, Lajeunesse, I've been on his show on Fox before. He's a good guy, but they're probably not letting him run with this. That's why you haven't seen it on TV. They ran with Tosh's info here 4 years ago, and McCain came out and said, oh, when pigs fly and the sun comes up on the wrong side of the world. And of course, it all came out. It was true. Plumlee's not lying. And people said, well, how did he stay in the government even after he exposed a whole bunch of corruption? Well, that's because he got to keep his job because he did the right thing. Our government was not as corrupt then. I mean, it's getting really, really corrupt, folks. And our government takes money from Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Hillary's gotten over $100 million from the Gulf States in her foundation alone. And then they just, hey, you got three warehouses full of weapons. Well, the ambassador's saying he won't give them the weapons. Kill him. They pulled all the security out of the surrounding areas, told everybody to get out of there. He got word. They got set up. Boom. In comes the jihadis to kill him. And then 10 guys down the road refuse to stand down and go down there and extend the firefight for 8.5 hours. So the military got to sit there and watch on overhead HD video in infrared and FLIR everybody getting killed. And then they said, what about Turkey being involved to her? She goes, Turkey? Why are we talking about turkeys? Knowing the audience might be so dumb, they didn't know there was a country called Turkey, or that she was asking, why are you asking me about turkeys? They're like, when you see Secretary of State, Miss Secretary of State, Clinton, why was the Turkish ambassador there? Turkey? What about turkeys? That's what we're reduced to, some crime boss with a big Joker smile. So it's like a demon out of a movie, out of a comic book, like the Joker. She's like a female version. What difference does it make? Yeah. I mean, just, wow, there's nothing they can't do. And just most people just cower in fear, just constantly, like that's all we're supposed to do. I just don't get it. I just don't understand how we've turned into such a nation of cowards. I mean, what else are they up to? I've got articles here about the UN running child sex slavery. I see these articles every week for 20 years. UN investigations, you know, they get exposed by the Pentagon and stuff, show the UN just murdering people en masse, killing little kids, selling them into sex slavery. And then I've got to watch every time I see a supermodel, she's wearing a, UN shirt. It's just dumb people allow this. Dumb people. And America gets demonized and its history gets demonized because compared to other nations, we were so free, so open, so trailblazing and attempting to be even freer. That's why all the wealth and inventions and everything came from here. And now I see the instincts of slaves just, who cares? Whatever. I'm trendy. That's what matters. You don't like Hillary? You hate women. And you're just like, they're like talking Martian. They're so addled and soft and stupid. And television and entertainment has done it. And smartphones are dumbing everybody down. We are falling apart. The good news is there's a hardcore core of people around the world that are awake and know what's going on. And all corruption ends up coming down because these people stab each other in the back as well. I want to play a few clips here and hit some other news. that I want to get this clip Mark Dice did over for Memorial Day. And this is what he actually got out in San Diego, where no one basically knew what it was. We're playing, because this is why we're in so much trouble. But these same dumb people get told, feel good, hate Donald Trump, call him racist, say you want to kill him. Dumb people. I don't care what color they are. They all are the same group, the same race of idiots, of jellyfish, of fools. And that doesn't mean I trust Trump or think he's perfect or any of that either. I just know when the establishment hates somebody for a good reason, I research it and find out why. Because they got Trump's phones tapped. They know his whole background. And they don't like what's going on there. Now, before I go any further here, we are running specials that end today. It also supports the broadcast, free shipping on $50 or more, 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those specials right there are perpetual. But the new specials we're running is 20% off the Good Halogen Survival Shield Nation Ion X2. That does end today, and then it's over. We very rarely offer specials like that. I did a Memorial Day special that ends today as well, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So good to absorb the key amino acids and minerals and vitamins you need in a great-tasting fruit punch. It's all natural. We also have 30% off Super Male Vitality. I should say organic. And that's just all sold out most of the time. The crew asked, why are you discounting something that's always sold out? And I said, well, I want people that haven't tried it to be introduced to it. Just experience the libido, the stamina, the energy that I've experienced. Find out why it's got almost five-star reviews by third-party sites. 30% off on that, baby. Liver Shield, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 20% off. All InfoWars apparel, that's Molon Labe, Hillary for Prison Church, you name it. 20% off. And we need the funds, too, to go to Bilderberg, cover the RNC, DNC. We're going to have Biggs all week out in California going up the coast at Social Justice Warrior event meetings to show the true evil, the true cult, the true brainwashing. Now's the time to get stocked up and prepared, folks. And the bad halogens are all over the environment, the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromide. This is the good halogen, true, pure iodine, nothing else like it. InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today. InfoWarsStore.com is the general umbrella site. 10% off on all water filtration systems. The promo code WATER at checkout. Okay, I've got a bunch of other clips I want to play too, but first, this is why we're in so much trouble. Americans have no idea what Memorial Day is. San Diegans think military holiday is about LGBT issues. See, people ask, what's all the LGBT about? It's not about LGBT. It's about much ado about nothing. I'm not saying those people aren't something, but it's not making that the cause celeb. That's how you're somebody, is you join this. You don't get a good free market. You don't get a great vacations or security or life or freedom of choice. You get just this constant new rights of bathrooms for whoever and fire hydrants for guys that take their dogs and free bleach for people who want to burn their eyes out. I mean, I'm not kidding. Taxpayer paid for it. And so all people know is LGBT. They know what that is. They don't know what the three branches of government are. They don't know about radiation spiking. They don't know about what glyphosate's giving them all forms of cancer. They don't know why mama just got breast cancer at 40. But you know what they do know? They can feel sad for her and go see her while she chemos out and dies. Because they just come, yeah, babies. Societal collapse, IQs plunging, sperm counts plunging. We're poisoned. We've been hit. We've been soft killed. But if you're aware of it as a human, you're able to become aware of it and begin to change your life and override it. And when you're conscious of something, you can realize it's there. But we are sick people. Remember, Drudge came out and said, we're a very sick society. The media said, Drudge hates America. He said, we're a sick society. No, we are a sick society. He doesn't say, oh, good, I'm a globalist. You know, let's prey on the dumb, sick people that are under our control. He says, come on, wake up. You're under control. You're being murdered. You're being slaughtered. You're being dumbed down. You're losing your humanity. And the sick little puppets in the media make jokes about it. All they have is their cynical hatred of their fellow humans. They don't have any property or any honor or any family. They've just got sniveling ignorance. In fact, I'm going to play this clip, but this weekend I was out with some family, and I've got to tell this story. I haven't asked permission, but she won't care. I just tell stories anyways. I'm sorry I'm doing it. My sister Marley, she's got her boyfriend out there riding a boat. My kids, he's a real nice guy. I just met him first time. I know she went to high school with him. And he's a really cool guy, but one of the women on the boat had so much sunscreen on, I said, hey, you look like a geisha girl. Oh, man, you got a lot of sunscreen on. And he goes, he's a white guy. He goes, oh, I'm sorry to Marley. Oh, are you okay? She goes, no, no, it's funny. So Buckley sees that, starts making Kim Jong-un jokes. I mean, we adopted Marley. We love her. We're not racist. We adopted an Asian person because, you know, she was in bed, 6 months old, you know, in an orphanage in South Korea. We love humanity. She's funny. She gets it. But see, and then later, oh, my God, he got more upset about that. So Buckley kept doing it. And the guy was really nice, but he was really upset. Like, oh, my gosh, it's okay if somebody looks like a geisha girl. They got so much wrong. That's what they look like, a geisha girl. You know, white clown makeup. I see Japanese people on the hike and bike trail. They're wearing full masks because they want to be high class and not have suntan. She looked like a geisha girl. It's not bad to say, hey, you look like something culturally. See? Like, hey, let's go eat Mexican food. I know people that freak out when they hear that. Don't say Mexican. It's mental illness. I had somebody 3 weeks ago. Somebody goes, hey, let's go get Mexican food. And someone in the group went, whoa. Don't, and then there was a Mexican lady there. And she goes, I'm Mexican. It's Mexican food. You're supposed to say Mexican. It's mental. It's crazy, folks. It is crazy. Crazy. They know. You said geisha girl. And there's an Asian person here. Yes, it wasn't meant to insult Asians. But see, they have to ban geisha girls at Halloween because that's making fun of Japanese. No, it's not.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Shackles on me. So instead of reveling in how dumb the public's gotten, we should realize the elite are organizing them into giant masses of idiots. who don't know about freedom or anything. They just know how to run around and obsess over what words are being used. So I'll play part of this video. It's up on InfoWars.com. Video, Americans have no idea what Memorial Day is. Another Mark Dive special. Here it is.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We sort of celebrate the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell that was preventing the gays from serving in the military.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to be doing to celebrate this weekend?
I'm just visiting. So, I'm just going to enjoy this ocean and have a few drinks. That's about it. And
appreciate the inclusiveness of LGBT community.
I will. I love the LGBT community.
In the military.
Of course, for sure.
For Memorial Day.
For sure. Awesome. I'm all about it.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
Just getting people's opinions.
Yeah, of course.
What is the purpose of Memorial Day?
No clue. That's my answer.
No clue.
No clue.
Okay,
for the soldiers. Memorial for the soldiers that fought in the wars.
For the ones who died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
what is Memorial Day for?
For military, I'm pretty sure.
Right? What specifically?
Couldn't tell you. If I sat down and kind of...
Hold on. We'll get to you next.
Is Conan? No, I know it's military. I know I should know more about it, but I don't right now. So I need to sit down and think about it.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
I bet he's got a college degree.
Okay. All right. Memorial Day weekend. Doesn't feel like it, but it will.
Yeah.
And we're just, kind of commemorating the freeing of the slaves and the end of the Civil War. Just checking to get people's comments on what you're going to be doing this weekend.
Just doing some drinking and having fun. That's about it. So.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Just enjoy yourself, right?
Okay. Thank you, Zombie.
Take care.
Memorial Day weekend, the time when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, yes.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, we were drinking, but we just got an open container ticket, so.
Wow. Okay.
So water. Okay. Party on.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. NASA has a big celebration every Memorial Day to commemorate Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. The government decided to cancel that Memorial Day celebration this year at NASA. Is that the wisest thing to do? Is that or should we be commemorating Neil Armstrong this Memorial Day?
I think we've been commemorating him for long enough, so we should save some money right now.
That's enough. But listen,
maybe next year.
Is he tries to put the few best people up front, and folks say, oh, he's just trying to make people look dumb to feel powerful. No, this is scary. It's like if we had a gauge that was flashing from green that we're smart to red that we're totally retarded, the gauge is going over in the red going, danger, 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 idiocracy is here. Warning, 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 warning. And, of course, these people watch TV and Donald Trump's racist. There's no death panels. 1 week after they passed Obamacare, the cover of Newsweek was the case for killing Granny with an image of a cord pulled out of the wall of a respirator. And they went on TV and went, we are going to kill you. Dumb heifers. Remember, the guy that helped write it for Obama said, we're really lucky that these are the public so uninformed and dumb. I mean, I'm really insulted by that, you know? I mean, I'll be honest. I've seen somebody choking. I go over and I do the Heimlich while 50 other people stand there letting them die. And they thought I was weird to do it and tried to stop me. And I've seen people trying to rob somebody before in a parking lot, and I defended the person and helped them, and the people didn't even hardly say thank you afterwards. It's just like rats are everywhere. I don't even understand these people. I'm not an elitist, man, but I'm telling you, these people are dangerous. They're dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. And they are the enablers of everything we face and the problems we have. Paul Watson's coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to do 5 more minutes. Infowars.com/show. Spread that feed to everybody. Huge internet censorship's been announced. It's so huge. I did a bad job even covering the magnitude. I'm going to come back. It's out of control. Ah, red level emergency. Mayday!